Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece of content about using a debugger. It's essential for any developer, regardless of your IDE or language.
Debuggers, aren't those tools for like finding and fixing errors in code? I usually just use print statements. Is there really a better way?
Absolutely. Print statements are fine for simple stuff. But imagine a complex program with tons of files and variables. Print debugging becomes a nightmare. That's where debuggers shine. They provide a snapshot of your code's state at any given moment.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So how do debuggers actually work?
The magic happens with breakpoints. These are like flags you place in your code, usually red circles in the gutter next to your line numbers. When the debugger hits a breakpoint, everything pauses, and you can see the values of all your variables at that exact point. It's like freezing time.
So it's not just about seeing the values, but also controlling the execution flow.
Exactly. You have commands like step over to move to the next line, step into to dive into a function call on that line, and step out to return to the caller. This lets you meticulously trace every step of your code's execution.
That sounds powerful. What about when you have multiple files?
Debuggers handle multiple files seamlessly. They'll follow the execution flow across files as you step into or out of functions. It's incredibly helpful for understanding how different parts of your project interact.
And you mentioned watch and call stack. What are those about?
Great question. The watch pane lets you track specific expressions or variables, even those not explicitly in your code. You can watch a slice of an array, a complex calculation, anything. The call stack shows you the chain of function calls that led to the current breakpoint. Useful, but a bit advanced for beginners.
This is all starting to make sense. But I imagine setting up a debugger can be complex, right?
Not really. Most IDEs have a bug icon and a play button. In VS Code, you click that icon, set your breakpoints, hit run and debug, choose your file, and off you go. Remember, you need at least one breakpoint for the debugger to actually stop.
So, no more endless print statements. This sounds like a game changer for debugging complex code. Any last tips?
Experiment. Place breakpoints strategically. Use the stepping commands, inspect your variables, and get comfortable with the interface. Also, remember that different IDEs might have slightly different features and shortcuts, you know? So always check your IDE's documentation.
Got it. This has been super insightful. Thanks for walking us through debugging like a pro.
You're welcome. And that's all for today's episode. Happy debugging, everyone. See you next time.
Goodbye.